What? We're not safer? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Safer but not yet safe was going to be the president's line for the campaign season. But now, intelligence sources tell the New York Times we're not even safer. Because the latest intel report to the president concludes that Iraq has become the primary training ground for Terror 2.0, the next generation. Something former CIA Director Porter Goss warned about a year and a half ago.
Islamic extremists are exploiting the Iraqi conflict to recruit new anti-U.S. jihadists.
And once again, we wonder, what's the point of being a superpower? Why can't we have our way with these terrorists the way we did with President Musharraf of Pakistan? All it took was threatening to bomb him back to the Stone Age and instant ally. That's the way it's supposed to work. Of course, it turns out Musharraf is pretty easy to control. Just ask Simon & Schuster.
I'm launching my book on the 25th, and I'm honor-bound to Simon & Schuster not to comment on the book before that date.
That's why he couldn't comment on the Stone Age line. There's one even Mr. Bush hasn't tried. I'd like to tell you how we treat prisoners, but I'm under contract with Simon & Schuster. Anyway, maybe that's what we have to do with Al-Qaeda. Threatened to bomb them back to the Stone Age, a time when human beings were more ruthless and life was even cheaper than it is now. Maybe not. You know, on second thought, maybe it'd be better to bomb them back to the Age of Reason. That was a good age. And if that doesn't plant democracy, we bomb them back to the Age of Aquarius, so they're too spaced out to threaten anybody. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.